Okay, let's go back, begin the sugya from the beginning, take all the pieces, put it all together, and see how it looks. Chozayin Amud Aleph. Mishnah. Chozayin Amud Beis, excuse me. Shua shalo ochal ki kazu. Shua shalo ochlenu. Shua shalo ochlenu. Vochlenu chayev alachas. Zui shua zbitu ish chayev maral zdona makis vashe gotsa korban ola viyori. Gemara says, Lomi limisti shua shalo ochal, shua shalo ochlenu. Kamash mulan. Taimi doma shua shalo ochal, vod doma shalo ochlenu. Lama chayev alachoda. Avo oma shalo ochlenu. Odom Ashlo Ochal, Chayev Tarti, to the Rav, I'm a Rav, Shulo Ochal Gazu, Shulo Mena Kazai Zchai, Shulo Ochal Noina Chai Velos, Shulo Ochal Skulo. Very straightforward. Now, wait one second before we say it's so straightforward. If a person says, Shulo Ochal Noch, is it din chatzi shir or is it no din chatzi shir? And if there is a din chatzi shir, is this a raya that a shul is chal on chatzi shir? Okay. Bechlau, is there a din chatzi shir in shua? That's a machlokas in Ramban and the Rambam. Ramban says there's no such thing as chatzi shir. Why not? Different than nevela. In nevela, there's every mashu mashuhu, there's an isaron. And because every mashu mashu is a chetzadi isura. Shvua, the isur is on the entire thing. All the isur is on a kazayas. No chatzi shir. To justify the Rambam, we had two pshatim. One is Rambam treats Shua as a chavtzadi yisura. Okay, or there's the Ran's pshat. Chozli yitztarufe. So, here, shelo ochleno, maybe, if I define the chavtzadi yisura as the entire thing, no, it's a chatzi shia. But if I say chozi yitztarufe, there is an esu chatzi shir. Now, come in between the two pshatim we have. Okay, so according to the Ran, so there is chatzi shir. So apparently, there's a raya brura that there is a shuas chal on chatzi shir. Take a look. Some of the achrenim in the back, they say so explicitly. It's raya brua to the Rambam. Okay. Number one. Let's take a look first in the Rosh. Okay. Normally, the Mr. Shushalo Ochal, Shushalo Ochleno, called Kamashmala, time of the Omer Shushalo Ochal, the Rav. Hilchel Kaven Ochal Mimena Kazayas, Chayev, the Mikzosanami, Mashos Hashu. Umiu, still Kulonami Bachal Hashu, Och Achila Achila Didain Nishba. I mean, Mishmain, Migdaman Yeshua Kazayas Bas. Let's say the opposite. I will eat this kika. When Yisrav Mikzosa and Chayev Leachol Sashar. ועל אכילס כולו נשבע, ואין אכילס מקצוס, ומוציא מדי יש השבוע. He says like this, שבוע שאוכל ככזה, שבוע שאוכלנו. So what am I chayev to do? Eat the whole thing? Yeah. Let's say part of it got burnt. I can't be mekayem the shua. Shua she'ochal ki kaze. What am I... Now here we have to be very, 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 very careful. Going back to something we said last week. Bayachal devaro. Is it a din isurim or also a din in chiyuvim? I said that. Okay. If you take a look in the Ritva, on the Dorim Daf Chesamar Aleph, he says, very simple, Neder is only Bal Yachal Devaro. Shua, Sheker, okay. But Lahaba, if you go like Ravin, it's also Bal Yachal Devaro. Is Bal Yachal Devaro only Surim? Or even bitul chiyuvim. If you take a look in the Ritva says no. There's nidre mitzvah, and which creates a chiyuv, and therefore yol yachol devarov is bitul chiyuvim. Besides averas isurim, we had that in the previous sukkah. Now in our sukkah. Now, if you take a look in the Ran there, in Daf Ches, I'm sure everyone learned Daf Ches, the Ran doesn't talk in terms of Nidre Mitzvah. So according to the Ran, Bal Yachal Devaro was only Isurim. There is some sort of putting things together as a total picture, chazing it over and chazing it over. You see how each piece begins to fit into a total picture. Remember once I had a very interesting, how I say, zizua, we call it in Hebrew, a sort of rude awakening. Sitting with a certain very successful businessman whose entire field was in mortgages. He said when he went to business school, when he finished, he said he knew everything about mortgages. All the courses gave him full picture of mortgages. Then he began thinking back to his time in yeshiva. He said, I never had a full picture of anything. It's a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. And he said, so, okay. Now, here, what I'm trying to give you is a full picture of shuas. So you shouldn't go away feeling you didn't get a full picture of something. That's why all these later sugyas said, let's go back and put it all together in terms of a total picture. Okay. So if you take a look in the Ran, when he talks in this thing, says, Ein achilas mitzosim otzosim de iser shvua. What's he talking about? Iser Shvua. If you'll take a look in the Ritva here in the Sugya, he says, no, the Sho'ochal Kikazah, it's Chiyuvim, even though he's going like Ravin. He says, what's my Chiyuv? Here he says, what's my Iser? All is one Shitasa. So according to the Ritva, it's very, very straightforward. Sho'ochal Kikazah, I will eat this Kika. That means there's a chiyuv on every kazayas and kazayas. And there's a chiyuv on the entire thing. Therefore, he says, im nisraf miktsoso, if part of it is burnt, and you cannot eat the entire thing, says, so the chiyuv of ochlena goes off. There's no chiyuv ochlena anymore. You have to eat as much as you can. Each kazayas, kazayas. It's a chiyavon. That's how the Ritva goes through it. Now, he asks the following questions. I take a shvua that someone takes a loan. And then someone says, and he's not sure the guy's going to pay him. He says, I want a shua that you'll pay me. I take a shua, I'll pay you by January 1st. Comes January 1st, he doesn't have the money. But he has half the money. Does he have to pay the half? Or the shua was to pay the whole debt? Question the Ritva asks. Shua, before at the beginning of this one, someone had to take a shua, he's going to go to Canada. Can't get to Canada today if you're not a Canadian citizen. Okay? Should he go to the border and stop there as much as he can? Mitzvah kulo. So let's see what he has to say. The Ritva, and let's see what the Rosh has to say and the Ran has to say when they talk in terms of Chiyuvim and Isur, and let's try to define it very carefully, how each one from its different angle is going to have to define it differently. Linyan Shvusher Ochal Kikusa. Yei Shomer the Potter Nafshe B'Kazayis. Dum Yibishalo Ochal. He says, Lachiv is a Kazayis. Only a Kazayis. That's it. I don't like it. Shiyochal Shir Achil Mekikuzu. Okay. Umori Hara Ohayom Bebeshem Raboso Rambam. Potter Navshi had the Ochalas Kuli. There's a Chi of Shvua on each part. The below Ochal Osele Mesa Navshi. When he asks himself, he's asking himself, on every kazayis, nafshe ap kazayis have a ochad also the chiyuve nafshe. I'm trying to create chiyuvim. See how he talks. The ritva l'shitos, so there's chiyuvim, and Bayachal talks about chiyuvim. So I'm chayiv on every kazayis, chiyuv separate kazayis, or I'm chayiv on the whole thing. Yim Toma, he says, ki oma shvua sh'ochel ki gazu psicha shvua b'kulon z'chayv ochel kulon. Okay, leke hefresh, there's no difference between ochleno and ochal, maybe. No, he says. Because just like there's a difference in isurim, there's a difference in chiyuvim. Chen yirik, eno yom amore arazo, the Rava says, nishba lefroa chovo, Sach Yadu, I will pay you the debt. Now let's try to understand what he's saying and put that in terms of everything we've seen until now. I will give you $10,000 by January 1st. He swore about both. I said, I'm going to a certain place. I mean, if I can't get there, I can't go halfway. Why? Okay. He's telling you a very simple thing in terms of, he says, sometimes you look at the lashon that he says, understand the lashon, he says, and sometimes you understand the kavona, he says. What is a shvua? Pivli boshovim. So if I say ochleno or ochal, so you're medayik in the lashon, and the lashon is mechayev. But I say I'm going to pay you, if you tell me, okay, take a shvua, you'll pay me $10,000 by January 1st. So what's my kavona? I want my money. And if I can't get everything, I want as much as I can get. So the kavona of the shvua is what? Forcing him to pay as much as he can pay. So even Mitzosa. But it, so there you go by the Kavanas Hashu, by Ochleno Ochal, you go by the Loshen Hashu. And both the way of determining it. If I'll pay you 10,000 by January 1st. Could be this way, it could be this way. Talking, what is my chiyuv? My chiyuv is to pay you 10,000, as much as I can. And every single piece that I pay you, there's a chiyuv. Okay. Now, let's take a look how the Rosh says the whole thing. But he's talking in terms of the way he comes out, it's very, very pretty. There's a very difference between Isurei Shvua and Chiyuvei Shvua. And whether there's an Isur on Kol Kazayas for Kazayas or a Chiyuv on Kol Kazayas for Kazayas or Chiyuv on Kulo. Let's see what... Let's go to the Rosh. He says, "Chein adin, omeshua she'ochol kikazu miktsaso nami b'mashra, chayav le'achol as kula, v'nisraf miktsaso chayav le'achol as hashar, dey lekayim shuaso, avim omash she'ochleno, sach miktsaso chayav le'achol as hashar, yalachil as kula nishba, v'ein achil as miktsaso motzio midei." The word is Isser Shvua, the Isser of Ashvua. Isser Shvua. What is the Isser Shvua? If I say, Sha'ochlano, the non-eating of the full thing. That's the Aveira. We talk in terms of Isurim. Take a look at the Ran. He talks in terms of Isurim. What is the Isser? The Isser is the non-eating of kazayas, so, or not eating of the kikar, or the entire kikar. Everything is looking at it from the point of isurim or chiyuvim. You take a look in Shulchan Aruch says like this, Shua shelo ochal kikazu, chayav al kol kazayas v'kazayas, sheyochal mimena. Also afilu v'kol shu. Shua shelo ochleno, ein achayav ad sheyochal kulo. Aval osur afilu v'kol shu. That means he's also in kol shu. That means apparently the second shua is chal. So shua shelo ochleno, shua shelo ochal. The first shua asim in a chatzis shir. The second shua asim each kazayas. But wait a sec, it's already asim because of chatzis shir. Is that a ride to the Rambam? It's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara. Komokom. Okay, that's it. So, shua sheochleno, sheochal kikazah, mitzosanami b'mashma. Shenishbal kol kazayas a kazayas, sheochleno. Nisraf mitzvot zechayav leachol hamosa. Yes, eat the balance. Rosh beidei shuotso shenishba al kol kazayz kazayz menashochlan. Kishi lofaneinu tzarech leachol kula. Okay, obvious. He's just quoting. Shua shochlano leyotze dechavos. Hol kula lefidach nisraf mitzvot zarech leachol hamosa shelo yotze bo. Now. Comes along the shach and jumps. He says, "How is there an isur on miktsas on kol shehu?" He says, "Where did the Shulchan Aruch get this from? He got it from the tour. I don't know. It's below your dati mino leha. I don't know why in ochlena this chatzishir." Wait a second, Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rambam, there's Chatzishir in Shvua. Mikol Mokom. Okay, so he doesn't know where he's coming from. And the Bach says, because Chatzishir also in the Torah. He says, if this is so, okay, I'll grant him that. Avo ba'ochleno, with its chiyuvim, Lo nischayev ela lechol es kulo. He says, wait a second. He says, we're chiyuvim. Or isurim on the whole thing. He says, I have to eat. I don't have to eat part of it. I will tzorch him in all chayev b'kach. He says, not chotishir. And he said, and he gives his thing. Comes along the Chassam Sofer here. Says, wait a second. I don't know what the Shach is talking about. You know why there's an Issur Chatzis Shir? Take a look in the Ran. Chazili Yitzdarufe. Because if I eat, the Issur is eating the whole Kikar. But if I eat part of the kikar, that can be matzurf later on to the full kikar. So it's a maisa that can matzurf to a maisa avera. A maisa that can matzurf to a maisa avera is otzu b'chatzis shir. He says, because of that, v'im ken, Yishuk Sasman Akikir. Well, let's say, Shua Shalo Ochal Kikazu, Shua Shalo Ochlano. Wait a second, says the Chassam Sofer. Ah, is this a riot to the Rambam that Shua is Chal on Chatzishir? No, why not? Shua Shalo Ochlano. I will not eat the entire thing. And part of it gets burnt. So, is there an Issur Chatzis Shir on the balance? No, it's not Chozeli, it's Tarufe. What is Chatzis Shir? Chozeli, it's Tarufe. This Maisa can Matsurf to another Maisa. But if this Maisa cannot be Matsurf to another Maisa, because I'll never be able to be over on that Issur, I'll never be able to eat the entire thing. So the issue will never happen. Issue will never happen. No din chatzis shir. So therefore, he says, is everyone following? There's a lot of blank faces. Okay. So he says, because of that, says the Chassam Sofer. The Mishnah is not a riot to the Ramban. Why? So it says, Mishum Hochi, Shapachail Idoch Shua Shalo Ochal. If I say Shua Shalo Ochleno, Shua Shalo Ochal, why is it Chav? It's already also because of Chatzishir. Does this prove from the Ramban that Shua is Chal on Chatzishir? He says, no. It's a Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is that if part of it gets burned, the first shua is gone, and the second shua is still chal. So I need the second shua. Okay, shua shalo chlena, and gets burnt. So I can eat. You burn a little bit, but you have to eat the whole thing. You can't eat the whole thing. So there's no shua anymore. Chatzis shir, it's not chozli, it's tarufin. Shalo ochlano. Shur shalo ochlano. I can't eat the whole thing anymore. I can't eat the whole thing anymore, so eating part of it, no chazi, it's the rufe. So why is the second shuachal shalo ochal? It is on chatzis shir. No. Because it's a case that I need the second shuah that's not included. But wait 1 second. Let's get to Shua Shalo Ochal Teisha, Lo Ochal Esa. I won't eat 9 if I can't eat 10. Okay, what do we say? I won't eat 9, I won't eat 10. I won't eat 10, I won't eat 9. Okay. So I won't eat 9. And I say, I won't eat 10. I won't eat 10 is already also. I won't eat 9. So I asked the question and share. Then I found the Ron asked the same question. Wait a second. If I say I won't eat 9 and then I say I won't eat 10, ain't a chanami. Eating 9 is already also. But let's say I ate the 9th. Can I eat the 10th? If I say I won't eat 9, so I'm not also till the other next 9. But if I say I won't eat 10, then I'm also to eat that 10th. So I'm asking myself on something I wasn't also before. So why not? Why not? Well, Mars is not chal. Because 9 comes before 10. Maybe that's what Eiffel is all about. But Avimi says Ishtabashta, and our Gemara says Ishtabashta. Eiffel made a mistake. You know why? Very, very simple. This is a kolel, this is a mosif, and then something else. What a kolel, more cheftos are also. What is isamosif, more people are also. But then I'm going to answer a certain mice that wasn't answer until now. That's not kolel, that's not mosif. So yes, I'm going to answer eating the 10th. But this is not chal in anything that wasn't chal before. So what's the Chassam Sofer talking about? So he says, I ask in case it gets burnt. Wait, in case it gets burnt. Chassam Sofer is saying something. Chassam Sofer can't be pushed away so quickly. Chassam Sofer is saying this as follows. I say, Shua Shalo Ochleno. What's the Chesedi Surah? The entire thing is a unit. Shur shalo ochal. What is kazayas kazayas? Lemainaf gemine if it's kazayas kazayas or ochleno. Is it the nafgemine is? Because there's no nafgemine. Because I'm going to be also anyway on chatzishir. Oh, there is a nafgemine. Because there's a nafgemine, that's why there can be chal. On Kazayas for Kazayas. Now, since I've lost everyone, let's keep going. Just think about what I say, and I'll show it to you as a way of going through all the Rishonim, Ateisha, Ve'esa, Te'ena, Vanovim. Okay, let's take a look. Let's begin reading. The Ran on Shua Shalo Ochleno. What he has to say. Ran says on Chozaino. The Chaylo Leho Shua Shnia. Shalochlena mashma kula. Shalochlena is the whole thing. Mitzosolo also alike. Mitzos is not also. Wait a second. What is the Ran Shita on Chatzishir? He says Chatzishir is also. He told us earlier, Chozilet Starufe, right? He says, Lo also betoras atzma. Vichodish tabi shalochlena loas atzma bekazayis mimena. So he's telling me, that, even though it's also ready as Chatzishir, the Kazayas is going to be Chal on Chatzishir. He Ochal Kazayas Kamo, eats the first one, Chai Mishum Shuah Shniyah. When you learn something, you're supposed to put it together, juggling with everything we've learned. Masechta's Bill. You know, you can't just take a vacation for 2 weeks, because you miss part of the picture. He gomava ochl chayv mishum shvur rishona. Omatchilo shushal ochal also atzma ukazayis mimen shnei lo chayla the klokomaisus. The Rava the ama ochlana kula mash. Okay, nishma he says very he says very clear. In the second wide line, if you have the Vilna thing, it says, Hilcha Heichen Dom Vashur Shel Ochal Kika, where I will eat this Kika. Akol Achila Nishba. Ufika Chem Nisra Mitzvosa Chayav Lecho Es HaShar. Avo Heichen Dom Vashur Shel Ochleno Akula Nishba. Vlo Am Mitzvosa Klau. Ufika Chem Nisra Mitzvosa Inu Chayav Lecho Es HaShar. Sharei lo cholashua, elo kulo. Ve'en achilas miktsosim, otsiyam idei iser shvua. He doesn't believe in chiyav shvua. He says the same halacha as the ritva, but they're coming from different angles. Figam nizam miktsosim chayva. Chitem im kain, if this is so, heichem maskin elakamon, begemara, how does the Gemara say? Bishmaitz, the Efo v'Avim Yishua Shelo Ochal Teisha, v'Esre v'Ochan v'Chayu v'Achas, came in the mitzvah b'Teisha, since I asked 9, Mishua Rishona, Kol Shkain the mitzvah Esre, u'Bishua Shelo Ochal Esre v'Teisha, I'm reading, Ochan v'Chayu v'Shtayim, Mishum d'Shua Kamaisa lo mitzvah, elu l'Echol Esre, Shua Basraisi, it's a le'afi v'Teisha, it says, if we should have said just the opposite. So the Ron says, Teisha ve'efsa, I should have said just the opposite. Why should I have said just the opposite? This is very confusing. You know, we said Efa made no sense. So what's he saying? Efa makes perfect sense. And Avimi makes no sense. Okay. Mishum the came in the midst of Batisha Mishvua Rishona, he says, how do we say that? He said, Rishua Shalochad. I mean, Shua come on, Lo Mitzvah, El Lechol Es, Rishua Batsrai, Sitzel, Afilu Teisha, If Chala, De Bishalo Ochal Teisha, if I will not eat 9, and then I say I will not eat 10, Chayv Shtayim. Why? Now he's explaining, why maybe Eifa's correct? Fisha mikoach shvua rishona, because of the first shvua, lo nesa kikoch asiri. This 10th one is not awesome. And when I take the shvua, what am I doing? I'm saying after I finish the 9, I'm gonna eat. I can eat the 10th, and now he says no, I can't eat the 10th. So there's a new pa'ula that I cannot do. That's what I told you before. I'm reading the me. The ha. I'm reading dami. I'll call nishba. If I say 10, I can't eat. 9, and then I say 9. Because, why? What did I say? He said, Sha'arei shua rishon enesa b'kol achila v'achila shebehem. Every achila of it. If I say 9, what, a total of 9? Or a kezayis out of 9? Shloma, he says something. Now, let's try to figure out what he's saying, what he was thinking, what he's rejecting. Shloma, ikikos yiduos nishba, if it's well identified, these 9, ochinami. Okay. I will not eat these 9. I will not eat these 10. I will not eat these 9. I will not eat these 10. Then I'm also on every individual kazayas of each one. So if I say I will not eat these 9, Then I say, I will not eat these 10. So then, the shul is chal. Why? It's kolom. A kazayas of these 9, a kazayas of the extra one. So since the shul is chal on the extra one, it's chal on this. Wonderful. If I have kikros yidur, zu. Yachinami, el hotsom, b'deh, lab the kikros yidur osayri. Not talking about well-defined kikros. Shanish bastam, Armenian kikros. Hilchok bo omer shur shel ochal teisha v'yese, mishuos teisha v'yitza, v'yese, di'ichor, teisha lo ochal, esu vade loch. He says it's very different. If I say, I will not eat 9, the shur is not talking about a kazayas of the 9. The shul is only talking about a kazayas. He says, when do I say it's talking about a kazayas of all of them? So what did he think until now, and where did he change his mind? Shul shel ochal kika zuhita, shul shel ochal kika. Every kazayas I asked him. He said, no. If it's kika zu, and I turn the zu into a chavtzad yisura and chanami. Every kazayas is part of that. If I shul shel ochal, Teisha, not osur in each kazayas of the Teisha. What is he osur in? An entirety of Teisha. Oh, an entirety of Teisha. So now he's osur in entirety of Teisha. To get the entirety of Esur, you have to pass Teisha. So, and if I eat a kazayas of Teisha, and if I eat 8, 7, 6, 5, whatever, I'm not going to be osur. Because the Esur is the entirety. And he's not getting involved here in the whole issue of Chatzishir, even though he holds us a din of Chatzishir. Because apparently Shua is Chal on Chatzishir, according to the way he says. So what is he telling us? He's telling us a very important yesod. That when I ask a pa'ula, this an action, is the second action include the first action or not? What's the Isser? Isser is Achilles Teisha. Isser is Achilles Esser. Okay. Achilles Teisha is included in Achilles Esser. When I have Kikros Yiduos? No. Then I'm talking about answering these objects. Answering these objects. Wait 1 second. Answering these objects. Asking these objects. So now I have more objects. So that's kolo. Kolo is only when I increase the number of objects. But the fact that I created an extra pu'ula, that's also, no. Pu'ula A included in pu'ula B. Pu'ula, or I expand the pu'ula. I say Esser and I say, no, now it's Teisha. So I'm saying Teisha is not included in Achilas Esser. Okay, so therefore I'm asking a brand new maisa. I'm asking a brand new maisa. See, and that's why, you see. Now, let's get back to Rashi and to Tosfos and to all the others. Now we have a Tosfos. Tosfos is very bothered by the guess of Te'enim and Anovim. Te'enim and Anovim. When he's bothered by the guess of Te'enim and Anovim, so he says, Teisha V'yesa, says, what is the comparison? What bothers him is he agrees with Rashi's halacha about Teisha V'yasa. In the end of the day, no one disagrees with Rashi's halacha of Teisha V'yasa. No one disagrees with that. If I say, I will not eat 10 kikros, and I say, I will not eat 9 kikros, it's chal. Why? Because I say, I will not eat 10 kikros, I eat 9, it wasn't usher until now. And except then we have the problem of Chatzishir. But if I say I will not eat 9, and then I say I will not eat 10, so it's already awesome. On that, Tosfos is not disagreeing, but Tosfos is telling me something else. He switches the gears of Te'enim and Anovim. switching the gears of Tein and Vanovim, he says there's a migo that's chal. What's the migo? According to Rashi, I don't understand migo. And migo, what's a migo? He says, so what is it? He says, v'tzorch l'chalek, bein hach l'ahi detes v'yud, v'hosim iki isa shvua v'chol tes, sh'yocho me'hana chesa, koi bi isa shvua. V'hocho l'ahoyu isa shvua b'tchilu klal alanovin, sh'ach kan migo. V'dinami imova shvua shlo ochal tes, eilu, Chozva Amar Shua Shalom Ochal Esa Eilu V'chayla Shua Shnia Al Yedei Migo. Why? He says. And here the question is, will Rashi agree or Rashi will disagree? I will not eat these nine. Okay, I won't eat these nine. What does that mean? A kazayas of these nine. I will not eat a kazayas of these 10. So, it's nevelos and shchutos. I answer also, there's an isa that's chal on the 10th that wasn't there before. That's kolo. Nevelos and nevelos and shchutos. Shur shel ochal te'enim. Shur shel ochal te'enim vanovim. Why? Te'enim v'anovim means I will not have a kazayas of te'enim, I will not have a kazayas of v'anovim. So, what's the new chetz of the Yisura? A kazayas of te'enim, a kazayas of v'anovim. What's an asrantum? That's a brand new chetz of the Yisura. Wait a second. And therefore, what is he saying? Is it exactly like 10 and 9 or not exactly like 10 and 9? It's migo de chal. Al anovim chal al tenim. Kurashi's gear says, shur shal ochal tenim vanovim. Chaz of Omar shur shal ochal tenim. And Tosis da, shur shal ochal tenim vanovim. So according to Rashi, I understand one way, and according to Tosis, I understand one way. Rashi says, Shur shel ochal teinim v'anovim. I cannot eat a kazayas of teinim and teinim v'anovim. But I can eat a kazayas of teinim. I can eat a kazayas v'anovim. And then I say, Shur shel ochal teinim. So I asked something that wasn't osur until now. Tzchal. I understand that. But if I say, Shur shel ochal Te'enim v'anovim, te'enim, and then I say, shur shel ochal te'enim v'anovim, eating a kazayis of te'enim, kazayis of anovim, was already also. True, it's a brand new chefetz of the Yisura, but this chefetz of the Yisura was already also. So Rashi is saying, I don't understand. There's no new action that was also. And that's the difference. One is looking at objects, and one is looking at actions. Now, the question is, when we talk about Yisachal Yisr in terms of Kolel, talk about actions, are we talking about objects? Teshev Yisr. If I can't get to 10 before I eat 9, the eating of 10 is already also. True, it asks us something extra in case I ate 9, then 10. But the pu'ula that's also is already also, so says Rashi. Esavatesha, the pu'ula that was also was never also before. Rashi says, Tein Ivanov. Tosa says, wait a second. In terms of objects, in terms of objects. Why? And he says, the dimyan of Teisha V'Eser, there. Where does the Gemara talk about Migo? The Gemara talks about Migo there in Nadara. They're talking 10 specific, 9 specific. What will Rashi say in terms of Teisha V'Eser? If you duos and not you duos. Okay. I've sort of outlined all the things, all your food for thought. And by tomorrow, having chewed it over, whether 9 times or 10 times, however how many times you chew it over, we'll come to a conclusion and we'll try to. But see, we're Te'enim Vanovim, how am I talking? Where Rashi is coming from, where Tosas is coming from. Tosas is talking in terms of Anu Chefza Di Surah. Rashi is talking in terms of Vizis Pool already also. It's a very different way of looking, Issachal Al Issa. See, and how does this spell itself out into 9 and 10? In Shelo Ochal Teisha Elu Eser Elu. Mirza Shembli Neda, we shall resume this tomorrow and Titus will get together.